Shalom, everybody! Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Korach. This Aliyah has 12 psukim, and in it, the Torah continues speaking about gifts, not to Kohanim, but to Levi'im, specifically Meiser. These gifts to the Levi'im are in exchange for their work in the Mikdash and the fact that they will not receive land in Eretz Yisrael other than the 48 cities. The Levi'im are also commanded to give a tenth of their Meiser that they receive, and they must give it to a Kohen. This is called either Trumat Ma'aser or Ma'aser Min HaMa'aser. We must ask a question about this last mitzvah, about Trumat Ma'aser. Why must a Levi give away some of their Meiser? They receive gifts themselves. Why do they have to turn around and give it to a Kohen? The Sefer HaChinuch, it's not entirely clear who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, but we know it was written by one of the Talmidim of the Ramban, so we know it was written in the 13th century. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Hei says, 395, says that the reason for this mitzvah is to instill within the mindset of the Levi'im that the Kohanim are above them. Their role, the Levi'im's role, is secondary to the Kohanim, and this in turn will teach them that the Kohanim too are not the highest, but the Kohen Gadol is even higher than them. And of course, this teaches everyone that Hashem is higher than everyone. That is indeed a beautiful idea that we all need to internalize when we learn about the halachot of Trumat Ma'aser. Perhaps one can suggest another answer to this question as to why the Levi'im must give away some of their Meiser to a Kohen. In Parshat Bishalach, regarding the man, the Torah says that part of the man was a test. Hashem gave us the man in the desert, and Hashem said, Sefer Shmot, Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Dalid, Lema'an Anasenu, Hayelech Betorati Imlo, let's see. I will test them to see if they will follow my Torah or not. And different Mefarshim offer different explanations as to what this test is. So, for example, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, Rashi and others say that the test is, will they follow the laws of the man? Don't leave any over, don't go and try and collect on Shabbos, etc. The Or HaChaim, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743, and others say that now that they have the man, they'll have so much free time to learn Torah, to keep the Torah, and the test is, will they do that? But perhaps we can answer the question about Trumat Ma'aser using the Ibn Ezra's answer as to what the test of the man was. The Ibn Ezra, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167 on that Pasuk in Shmot, says that the test is Sheyitzdarech Elai B'chol Yom. They need me. What does that mean? It means being in a constant state of taking is not good for a Jew. Yes, we all need to take sometimes, but if we never give, that's a very challenging test. It's hard to take and take and take without giving back. That was one of the tests of the man. In the desert, and still today, we need to learn how to take from Hashem, to serve Him, without truly giving back to Him. He doesn't need anything from us. That's a very hard test. And that's the man. But perhaps it is also the answer to our question as well. The Levi'im take and take and take all the time, and that's fine. They do need to take sometimes, but they must not become takers. They need to learn how to give also, to give of themselves to others. I'd like to share a quick story. I don't usually share stories on FMT, but I'd like to share a quick story that happened to me really in relation to this. I received smicha from Yeshiva University. And when I was doing shimush, so to speak, when I was training to be a rabbi, I was a rabbinic intern in the Beth Israel Medical Center's hospice in Lower East Side of Manhattan. And I had a great mentor. And we visited somebody's home, a woman who unfortunately was terminally ill, and we walked into her house, and when I walked in, the rabbi introduced me. This is Rabbi Goldsmith. He's a young rabbi learning, etc. And the woman said to me, "Oh, Rabbi Goldsmith, nice to meet you. Can I offer you some cookies?" And the last thing I would ever do is take cookies from a dying woman. I mean, I can always go down and buy my own cookies. I don't need her cookies. And then she turned to the rabbi who was my mentor and she said, would you like some cookies? He says, yes. And he took the cookies and put them in her briefcase, in his briefcase. And after we visited her and all that, as we were walking out, he turned to me and he said, okay, do you have any questions? And I said, I'm sort of curious about the cookies. I don't mean to make a big deal. And he said, I saw you. I saw that you were going to ask that question. He said, I don't need those cookies. You don't need these cookies. But this woman is terminally ill. She has been in and out of hospitals and hospices for a long time. And all she's been doing is taking, taking, taking. I gave her the ability to give. And I was so touched by that, and I tried to live my life that way as well. Baruch Hashem, it's hard to take. It's hard to take from Hashem, and we must. And from other people, we do need to take. But we also, of course, need to let them be givers to us. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.